T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So here he is, our guy, the mayor of South St. Paul, Adams Carter, Adam Carter's pal for 77 years. My friend also, the man we affectionately call Mayor Gutless, Jimmy Francis, the mayor of South St. Paul. You're in a little bit of a meat grinder right now.
Chad. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to jump back into the meat grinder with you.
Oh, we're gonna do some grinding here for sure.
Pardon me. You're gonna write that one down.
Yes. I follow you on Twitter. I follow Jimmy Francis MN, and I see often photos that I thought you just took this. But there is a controversy now that has been picked up from Twitter and Reddit when they have discovered some of these photos that you say just took this are from other locations, including Michigan. Photo had been shared weeks before, months before. What exactly is taking place, Mayor Francis?
Chad, it's shocking that things that you see on Twitter and Facebook aren't what they seem to be in today's day and age. But I'm going to take a line from George Costanza. I'm going to take this from Costanza and if I had known that this was frowned upon, I would not have shared those photos in that manner. I simply, again, like I told the reporter, I consider Twitter, Facebook, social media, social entertainment. And so in 2020, 21, whatever year it was, decided that I'm not going to keep putting out just stuff that makes people go, whoa, or, you know, stop in their tracks because it's a horrific scene. We all see too much of negative stuff all the time. And if you're only on one platform, you only see one thing. So my purpose was to take photos that I enjoyed and share them on that platform with the simple explanation, just took this. And many times I say it with love, from South St. Paul, because that's where I enjoy a lot of those photographs. So my effort on the social media platform was truly to spread images, positive, happy images. I did not understand, I did not know it's frowned upon to not cite every source every time. And I don't see that a lot in other people's posts, and so, or they may retweet, but a lot of times they retweet false information. So I was getting away from that. I was putting nice, fun pictures, and I hope people did find some joy in that photograph that's got me in all this trouble, of that ice canoe floating down the river. And I guess that's all I've got to say on how we got to this place.
Okay, so I get humor, right? I get having fun and spoofing, and we try to do a combination. Do you think, though, considering your position, you're the mayor of a prominent city in this state, okay, and that you've built up a social media following, that because people look at you as the mayor, when they see this, that the impression was too strongly offered up by you with the phrase, just took this, that the photos were from South St. Paul, that if there was a little wink, we don't always want to give the joke all away or just say, you know, like Jesse used to joke, or sarcasm, that there could have been a little bit more of a hint. So none of this would even be this minor little topic that we're just having you on, to be honest, to have fun with.
You know, Chad, if it was really something, and I'll take responsibility for it, yes, this is what you explained is what I've done. But if it was really important to you, wouldn't you have called that out a year ago? If it was really important to others that follow me and say, wait a minute, this Asian building in the middle of this, you know, colored leaf background, this can't be South St. Paul. What gives? But nobody's done that up until this point. And so, again, what obligation are the users of an entertainment site? You know, it's a little unfair expectation that what I'm tweeting out in terms of photographs is on an entertainment platform with words, just took this, as that I'm more obligated because of a position that I hold. I don't know that I'm...
Well, let me ask you this, and then I want Adam to jump in. If the photos were even more absurd, more clear that it wasn't South St. Paul, then do you think you'd even be in this position at all? I mean, if it was a picture of the Eiffel Tower, just took this. It shows the Great Wall of China. It shows the Pacific Ocean. Or did you feel like that was too overt?
I don't feel anything. Again, I'm taking images to put out some positive images to feeds that are normally negative. That was the effort. That was the intent. So whether they were taken in South St. Paul or were they taken, you know, somewhere else, Eiffel Tower, as you bring up as a thing, I think they're the same. They're just nice images that are moving along, and people move along. But I think what's really interesting in all this and the reporting, appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the news reporter. But when he learned of my Bring Me the News, when he learned of mm-hmm. what I was doing, he didn't talk anymore about the positive images or the things that I posted or the fun stuff that's there. He kept pushing to find a narrative that was negative. And that's what's so disheartening, Chad. It's whether, again, I admit these aren't all my photos. I admit the stuff that's shared on social media, sometimes by me from fake sources, fake profiles, is not real. I admit that. That happens. But to try to drive a wedge between anybody based on this, to me, is absurd. This is all to do about nothing. I wish that people paid more attention to our MLK event mm-hmm. that we did, an inaugural event, which I referenced in mm-hmm. the article as well. I wish,
which you tweeted about quite frequently.
Yes, and I wish that folks that really cared would pick more of those things up and write more stories about those things. But instead, we got to find a way that this person is cheating us some way, shape, or form, and not giving credit to something. And again, if you need me to apologize, I will. I'll apologize more. I mean, I guess I don't know if I had known that this was frowned upon, I would not have done it. Right? I'm not looking for trouble.
Yeah.
So that's my stance. Again, there's all of the stuff. If you go through any of these websites, yours included, Chad, you scroll after story after story after story of negative stuff that's hurtful and troublesome. And, you know, people are trapped in their world right now. There's people that don't have friends that sit and look at Twitter alone. Yeah. I thought, if I could put out some positive images, I don't think it's important mm-hmm. to that person that this is from Shane Schmidt or from a story from somebody that sent me 2 years ago. That's not important to them. I think the important part is it's a photo.
Yeah.
Nice, something positive, something that they can smile about, a sundog, right?
Yep.
So in all of this, I hope that it brings attention to, you know, if people want me to be accountable for it, I will be accountable for it. But I hope others would be accountable for that same premise that I'm trying to strive for, which is keeping some positive images in these news feeds that we seem to just have every single day, more and more negative stuff to keep us down and just depress us. And we just, especially in sure. the heat of the winter, MLK yep. Day, right? I mean, it's we've got all these factors. That's when I shared that. And everybody chose to take that one and retweet it. And many, many people will never know we're having this conversation because they're in other states. Many, many people who've seen that photo, it does not, the mayor of South St. Paul does not influence them one bit. But I guess we're talking about it. We made the news. In these some people's eyes, our city, then now they've heard of us. I guess that's, I think that's a positive because that's what I'm after, is to bring positivity and love from South St. Paul. That's my side of the story. And again, if
sure, let me just jump in and remind yep. people we're talking to Mayor Jimmy Francis of South St. Paul. But photos and a story that brings me the news has brought up. Adam, you chime in.
Well, I'm at the disadvantage because I know Jimmy. And, seeing these pictures, I don't think twice about it. And I just took this thing. At the same time, I've been through, we go through corporate training about, images and likeness and whatnot. But I think Jimmy has a great point in that. I mean, somebody responded, there's all these people tweeting in response, just as, oh, I can't believe this. And somebody, as a response, had the iconic photo of the sailor dipping the gal kissing.
Yeah.
And
right.
Just took this as like a rebuff to him. And I'm like, that's the joke, dude. That's what we're talking about. So I guess, Jimmy's my friend. So it's, I'm biased. But yeah, this is one of those lighten up, Francis, kind of moments. Not to take away from beautiful photos that people have taken that deserve credit for it. I agree 100% too, but I just think if you know Jimmy and know his sense of humor, it's kind of
check. And Adam, thank you. Can I also say that the photos that I've shared are not photographers, breadwinning photographers, right? Some of them are my family members that mm-hmm. have sent it within our, family text, and I take it, it's my brothers, it's my uncles, it's right. The picture that I shared was actually from Florida. The guy from a cousin from Florida or Tom from Florida sent it up and said, how's the weather, right? So I've never seen that image before. I just shared it. So I just want to make it clear that I'm not trying to take bread and money out of photographers.
No, we understand.
Photographers. Pockets. I'm just looking to send these images, and in the future, you'll see a explanation.
I would say this, because we got to go. We went too long the other day. I blame Carter. I think you need to be better at that. When a politician gets even involved in this, mine or nothing, they blame somebody else. I think it's time for you to finish this by blaming a man like Adam Carter who left South St. Paul.
Chad, we have a saying in South St. Paul: once a Packer, always a Packer. And I don't like to point blame anywhere. Again, I want to leave on the positive note that we're always here for you, Adam. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we appreciate all you guys doing the opportunity that you've given me to state my case here. And hopefully, it helps others understand that we need a little levity in our world. There's a lot of serious stuff going on.
Always a good
friend.
We'll
be doing a
I love you, Johnny.
6-hour special on it tonight.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Comfortable.
Thank Thank you, Mayor Gutless, Jimmy Francis, on a story that we wouldn't do if he wasn't his buddy. We'll wrap up the show and preview tomorrow when we come back. Well, we're going to do some grinding here. A lot of new phrases today, Adam Carter.
Oh, he's long gone. Are you kidding? As soon as we hung up with Jimmy, he's out the door. Computer shut down, all of his stuff. He's way gone. He checked out.
Gone?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Joe Freeberg, 205 on day one of the federal trial and the officers involved in the death, the murder of George Floyd. Joe's early analysis on that. Chris Finch, Timberwolves head coach, and Jason DeRussia, his regular appearance. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Really appreciate when you tune in, whether you agree or disagree. Sign up for that podcast. Odyssey app, odyssey.com. Enjoy the afternoon. Paul and Jordana, they are next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.